and welcome to this bonus episode of Speak Beastie. Whether you're a Dapper Dan or a Flapper Fran, we're glad you're here, sugar.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Megan.
And this is a bonus episode of Speak Beastie.
Yay! So we basically wanted to talk to you guys about these deleted scenes.
Yeah.
That are in the digital download of Fantastic Beasts. And if you haven't seen them yet and you don't want to be spoiled, then you should probably not listen to this until you've seen them.
Yeah. We're pretty much just going to spoil all of them, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. There's a lot.
There's like a solid 15-20 minutes of deleted footage. And
this is like Philosopher's Stone.
And a lot of it is kind of important. Like, obviously some of it's just like cute filler. But a lot of it...
Yeah, some of it is really unimportant.
But a good portion of it I was like, man, that would have really been good in the movie.
Yeah. There were a few. Well, I guess let's just get into it. So, well, there are a couple that are just, like, not important. There's one with, like, Dumbledore and McGonagall that is just, like, to have McGonagall there. That's not important.
Yeah.
There's one where Newt and Jacob are walking with Yusuf. I was almost like, why did they even include that?
I know.
In, like, this download.
I think it might be because, Hedy went on, I think, Ellen, and he was talking about a scene in which he had to pretend to walk down some stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that must be it.
Yeah, that must be.
But that's literally all that happens.
They walk through a building and then they walk down some stairs.
That's it.
But then there's all these Credence scenes.
Yeah, there's a lot of Credence scenes.
Including what was obviously supposed to be the beginning of the movie.
Yep. So it's... Credence Reborn is the clip, and it starts with the WB logo.
It's pretty much exactly what you think.
And it
from the title, Credence Reborn.
And then it shows him reassembling himself. And it's funny because it gives the little like disclaimer at the bottom where it's like, oh, we weren't done with the visual effects, so don't judge us too harshly for this.
And I'm like, I can tell. Well, it actually starts with an image of like, it's not the baby in the water, but it's, I mean, it's like Credence in the water, but you can't see that it's him.
Yeah.
But very similar image to what Leda later shows us. So that was very much gonna make you think that he was this baby.
So, yeah, for sure. And in general, that image of, like, the baby in the white blanket kind of floating down into the water...
Yeah.
Appeared a lot in these deleted scenes. It was like a visual motif that kept cropping up in like a bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been kind of valuable because as it was, I felt like that whole story kind of came out of nowhere. But if you have these like visual hints to it throughout the movie, I'm kind of like, oh, that would have made me a little bit more like emotionally invested in that whole thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, so we've got that. Credence Reborn, and at the end, so he goes back to the church, and that's where he is reborn in this clip. And then at the end, he finds a piece of paper, and then it looks like the same piece of paper in the Nagini and Credence deleted scene. And so I assume that's his birth certificate that they keep mentioning in the movie.
Oh, see, I didn't even put that together.
Yeah, see, they don't even really, like, show a clip of it. So even if it had been in the movie, it wouldn't have been super easy to put together. But that's what I got. I was like, oh, so that's how they figured stuff out about him. Because it was like, you watch Crimes of Grindelwald, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're finding his birth family. And I'm like, how?
How?
And apparently this is how.
And I also didn't really think about the symbolism there until you said it that way.
Yeah.
Of him being reborn in the church.
Yeah, that's
where,
true.
Where, like, he got his whole life torn down. That's intense.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it is completely destroyed, because he had destroyed it. Because even in this deleted scene, it shows the clip of the little wisp flying away that we saw in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was really picking up immediately after. Yeah, so I think that would have been valuable.
We also got a couple scenes of Credence and Nagini, like,
yes,
being buds.
I'll be honest, when I was looking at, like, the names of the deleted scenes, and I saw, like, Nagini and Credence, I was like, Nagini? And then I was like, oh yeah, that's this girl's name. Oh yeah, she's the snake.
Oh right, her.
Totally blanked. Yeah, so there's the one, they're sitting in the alley, and he's looking at that piece of paper, and really not a lot happens in that one.
She gives him a piece of bread.
And her skin looks a little snaky, and he kisses her hand.
Yeah. That's it.
And then the other one is really weird.
It is. I know, I wasn't sure how to read it.
Yeah.
So it's called Murmuration,
which already, what?
Let me just Google that real quick to make sure. Oh, yeah, it is me a too. Word. A flock of starlings, or the action of murmuring. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what starlings are.
A bird.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, so a flock of birds.
So.
Or.
I mean.
Murmuring.
It's relevant. So yes. This is, they're on a roof. This is what we saw in the trailer, where
yes.
He's sending out the Obscurus.
But he does it, like, because she tells him to.
Yeah.
And she...
And it flies around.
It doesn't seem like he's asking it to do anything. He's just having it, like, swirl around in the air. That's when you see it go, like, around in front of the Eiffel Tower. It's not...
Yeah.
It's not as sinister as it looks in the trailer, like, because the music behind it is not intense. Like, it doesn't feel...
No.
Dangerous.
And then it, like, goes through her, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's just... the scene ends.
So...
So that one, I was like, alright, I was good.
What is...
without it.
What is up with that? I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it was just to show him using it and kind of having control.
It was nice to have a little bit more of, like, the friendship between Credence and Nagini.
Yes. I think it was to show that as well.
I don't know. I kind of wish they'd left more of that in, but I can also see why, like, those particular scenes didn't really drive the plot in any way. And they had so yeah. much plot that they needed to fit into this movie.
Yeah.
So.
And, like, that scene in particular was pretty long. It's, like, mm-hmm. 2.5 minutes. And it's yeah. basically just kind of, like, there's barely any dialogue in it.
Yeah, this is true.
It's just kind of pretty, which is fine. But really, of the Credence stuff, I'm like, I just wanted that birth certificate because that seemed to make sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Legit.
Oh, and also the other Credence scene is at the docks.
Oh, yeah.
Which we see Credence getting on a boat with the circus people.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, nice context to have. I'm pretty sure we had a conversation once about, like, how did Credence wind up over here?
Yeah. So I guess this probably would have gone near the beginning of the movie, like, after the Credence Reborn scene. But I can also see why it was cut. I don't necessarily feel like it was super important to the plot, like...
No. It also doesn't give a lot of context as to, like, his motivation for doing that.
No.
He just gets on the boat, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, and you don't... Again, there's not, like, any dialogue. You don't know how he convinced them to take him with them.
Right.
You just can tell that he does, and then he's there, and it's like,
oh. Here we are.
Yeah. That is all the Credence scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the other, like, really big scene is the ballroom dance.
Yes.
Which is, we also saw that in the trailer.
Yep. And then we were like, wait, where was wait. That?
That was a whole scene, obviously.
So it was an engagement party, but not for Theseus and Leda, which is one of our theories as to what that
yeah.
was. It was for Travers. Yeah. It's one of the names that turns out to be like a Death Eater name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not important.
No.
But yeah. And so Leda and Theseus are there. They have some cute banter. That's really the big thing of this scene that I was like, it's nice to see just Leda and Theseus being normal couple.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of the few times we actually saw them interact as though, like, they were a pleasantly engaged couple. Like,
yeah. She, like, smiles multiple times.
Yeah. And he's just, like, lightheartedly sort of teasing her.
Yeah. They're really cute.
Yeah.
I ship it.
I kind of do, too.
And then she's walking through the crowd and hearing people whispering, and it's kind of weird.
It's kind of like the style that they use for Queenie hearing people. Like, everything else sort of gets faded and muffled.
And I wonder if that's part of their reasoning for taking this out, because it kind of, people might have thought it's the same thing.
Yeah, confuses that.
But she's just supposed to be overhearing people. And it's people talking about, the Lestrange brother, your brother's alive, whatever. And then she's watching this lady dance, and then someone comes up and whispers part of the prophecy to her and is like, congratulations. It's really weird.
Yeah. And then the, like, dress of the ballroom dancer lady sort of transforms into that same visual motif of the baby falling through the water. So that ties that together a little bit.
That's, I think there's value in this scene just giving you more context for, like, what Lita's going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you that bit about, like, the prophecy that otherwise kind of comes out of nowhere. But it kind of comes out of nowhere in this scene.
Right.
It's a weird scene.
It's very Joe, though, to sort of just drop random hints and then immediately move on to something else so that you're like, wait, what? But then other things happen, so you forget about it until it comes back up at the end and you're like, oh my God, that thing.
That's like... Yeah. I wonder where in the movie this would have fallen, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It would have had to be kind of near the beginning, but I don't know where in the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, what else we got here?
Well, so I think the biggest one, like, plot-wise, was the one called Walk and Talk.
Yes.
And it was, like, maybe 30 seconds long, but it's Newt and Dumbledore kind of whispering.
Well, we see this in the trailer. He uses the, like, deluminator.
Yeah.
And Dumbledore says, oh, I think he wants an Obscurus because he thinks that can kill me.
Yeah. So Newt says, why did you send me to New York? Dumbledore says, because I knew Grindelwald would try to catch Credence. He had a vision, you see, many years ago, in which an Obscurial killed the man he fears above all others. And Newt says, you. And Dumbledore says, I thought you might deprive Grindelwald of his weapon, not by killing Credence, but by saving him. So not only are we against Grindelwald, but Grindelwald's trying to kill Dumbledore with Credence, and Dumbledore's trying to save both himself and Credence via Newt. I feel like that's pretty...
And Grindelwald had a vision that that's what was gonna happen.
That's pretty big info. I mean...
Like, we know at the end, Grindelwald's like, I want you to kill Dumbledore. Like, we got that.
Right.
But it's like...
But why?
We didn't know he had a vision. We didn't know that Dumbledore knew all this.
So...
Do it!
Okay, so here's a question. Like, do we consider this canon because it's a deleted scene? Like...
I don't know.
Is this part of the story? Or did they decide maybe this makes things too messy because if Grindelwald has a vision that we know doesn't come true, what does that mean?
Yeah, well, he says the man he fears most, so maybe the man he fears most isn't Dumbledore.
Maybe.
Maybe Dumbledore thinks it's himself.
Maybe.
Maybe it's Jacob, and Jacob is killed by an Obscurus at the end. I don't know.
No. But no. Honestly, anything could happen at this point. But yeah, so I feel like, I mean, this falls under, like, characters just sort of blatantly stating plot.
Yeah.
Which in normal circumstances would annoy me, but I feel like it might have been a little bit needed here.
I do think that the reveal at the end is better when you don't know that he wants Credence to kill Dumbledore.
True.
Because then it's like, oh, he want, like, because if you had known here, then the whole reveal at the end would be like, well, yeah, of course he wants Credence to kill Dumbledore. The reveal would just be that he's a Dumbledore, but it's way better if it's like, I want you to kill your brother, because you're a Dumbledore, and it's like, what? That was a lot at once.
Yeah.
But, no, I do think this, I think just Dumbledore knowing all this is kind of important, unless they've decided they don't want Dumbledore to know all this.
Right, because, I mean, we didn't know until the end of the first movie that Credence was the Obscurial. So, is Dumbledore saying that he knew the whole time that it was Credence?
Yeah.
Like, that, I don't know. Maybe somebody looked into that and was like, wait.
If Credence is actually Dumbledore's brother, then how much does Dumbledore know about this kid?
Right.
Like, yeah.
But then Dumbledore just kind of...
The way it is... I mean, yeah.
He does just seem to know everything all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
That wouldn't be, like, a new thing.
Yeah. So, Yeah, that's a scene.
So there's that.
Okay, there's two other scenes that probably aren't as important, but there's one where it's Tina going to the circus and she talks a little bit to Skender, the guy who runs the circus. And that was really just the only thing you get out of that is, oh, Tina has, like, been here before.
And she's an auror, and she's doing a job.
So it's really not important. Like, it's cool to see Tina be a badass.
Right.
And then the other pretty long scene is Newt's basement. But that's mostly long because half of it is a scene that's in the movie.
Yeah, it's basically just an extension of a scene that we already got.
So it's Newt and Jacob getting ready to go to Paris, because Newt's like, OMG, Tina's there. And Jacob's like, oh yeah, you're so right, we gotta go find Queenie because she's going crazy. And Newt's like, yeah, yeah. So the only addition is that Newt puts all the Nifflers in his case, and he says that the reason he's doing this is because he doesn't want Bunty to have to take care of newborns while he's gone.
Which is nice. And does...
And that does explain why...
Right?
He took the Nifflers.
Right, like, dude, they got out last time. Why are you taking them with you again?
Yeah.
So.
Let's be honest, it's really just to have a little bit more baby Nifflers in the movie.
Yep, and they are cute, so.
Also, just, like, Jacob looks really good in his, like, red jacket when he's just, like, standing there. Being like, what are you doing?
There was a little bit more augury in this scene, too, wasn't there? Or was that all in the movie? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I felt like they extended that. I mean,
it's there in
that.
The background.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it. I did kind of think, is that longer? But I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was just kind of a fun scene. It's mostly those Credence ones and that Dumbledore one and that ballroom one.
Yeah, mostly those should have maybe been left in. But I guess we can always debate that another day.
Yeah, so...
So that's them.
Yeah. Shortest episode ever.
Yes. Despite that, however, you should still write in and tell us what you think if you've seen the deleted scenes. And also if you think that deleted scenes should be considered film canon. Because I think we could have some fun trying to figure that one out.
We're definitely going to have a full episode about these deleted scenes.
Yes.
If not multiple episodes.
Probably that.
So we'll want your comments then.
For sure. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this little exciting bonus tidbit. And, you know, case closed.